The Casablanca Conference in 1943, what was that about?
That's when Roosevelt, Churchill, de Gaulle, and Stalin was supposed to meet there too, but he said he was too busy and he didn't come because, first place, he didn't care about us doing Africa, so he wanted us to do Europe. Anyway, we were honor guard there at Casablanca. We saw the whole group. Patton was there too. He was part of the meeting. General de Gaulle and General Giraud, the two French generals who didn't like each other, and Churchill and Roosevelt. And the King of England came along, but he wasn't part of the conference, but he was there to visit. He visited. We saw him.
Did Eisenhower come to that?
Oh, yes. Eisenhower was there. Clark was there. Eisenhower at that point was our commander, but he wasn't as high up to us, of course, as Roosevelt and Churchill was, to get to see them for the first time.
But to see all of them together.
Together, yeah.
What an amazing moment for you.
It was. And then the Sultan of Morocco gave me a badge from his group, his guards riding these big horses and camels.
The Sultan of Morocco
gave me the regimental badge. Took it off of one of his guys and just pinned it on me. That was just a commemoration thing, you know, but I always cherished that.
At that time, then, those VIPs, did any of them inspect the troops?
They inspected us by driving past you. Roosevelt sitting up in the Jeep, Churchill in his car, but they didn't stop at that point. Later years, they did, but at that point, they did not.
Did they speak to you?
Not at that one, no.
Wasn't it at that Casablanca conference that the term unconditional surrender...
That's where it came about.
Unconditional surrender. Talk to us about what that meant.
Well, it was Roosevelt's idea. In fact, Churchill in his book say he was surprised that Roosevelt brought that up and decided on that there would be unconditional surrender, that in no case could they give up to us on a conditional basis. There'd have to be no conditions involved, and it would be all our conditions, and that would be called an unconditional surrender. And even Stalin at that time objected a bit to it, according to Churchill's memoirs. He said, well, that would prolong the war by saying it's unconditional. And in some cases, maybe it did. As you go later years and look at it, it could have prolonged it some, because some of them, different units, tried to give up, but we wouldn't let them give up. But it had to be the total group, all of them give up or else, because it was unconditional.
You were talking about the Germans there.
Yeah, the Germans.
Some of them wanted to give up.
Oh, yeah.
But because they hadn't exactly stated we're here for unconditional, then you couldn't take them.
We took them as prisoners, but we wouldn't allow a surrender of the troops because it had to be total, all of them.
So as history and as you've read history, was that the proper way to declare this, unconditional surrender?
I don't know whether I agree with that or not. I have to say that today. But I could see why he did it, because of what they were doing to the population, their own people and the Jewish population, what they were doing to them. We felt that we should go all the way and really make it unconditional. But today, when you think about it, there are possibilities, or is possibility, that the war could have been shortened, perhaps, if there had been some allowance of conditional groups, different armies surrendering in different areas. But they wasn't allowed.
Again, that was Roosevelt.
Yes, Roosevelt who instituted that. But then Churchill did go along with it, of course.